two questions. Okay, so the first question was, what can we do about large auditoriums and making them appropriate for technology-enhanced courses? Okay, so there we go. Question number three. We had good discussions, fairly free-ranging discussions. Mike Tanner joined us, so we took the opportunity to talk about more than the questions that we were given. The first thing we noted, or it was pointed out, that in humanities, the model that is in place or has been in place is actually a flipped model. So it is not anything new for humanities. Folks do the reading at home, they come prepared, and the classroom is typically used for discussions. And that's what we are talking about in the flipped model. The benefits, so flipped classrooms will help collaboration, will help student participation, as you saw in Doug Beck's lecture, and ultimately it impacts student learning outcomes. I think we had a good discussion about how these flipped classrooms can actually enhance or improve on the current education models. And here's what I mean. So right now we have a system where a student, for example, takes a midterm and flunks the midterm. And then improves. By the time the course is finished, he or she might get a C. So clearly the student has not mastered the subject, but the student moves on to the next class, so whether it is statistics or whatever it is. In a model that we have here, this technology enhanced, we can have the student go back to the material as many times as needed until the student feels very confident of the subject matter and then can move ahead. So I think this kind of a change in education paradigm could be very useful, and it is something that is much broader than online learning. Barriers, we need proper technology. Technology for recording, technology for or assistance for making the regular courses to convert them from paper-based to technology-based. So there are and redesign of courses take a lot of time if you want to keep up with new material and new versions of existing software. It takes a lot of time, so support is needed there. Faculty incentives. Since we are at the beginning of this movement, faculty are having to do both. They are having to teach regular classes as well as invest time, significant amount of times, to create these technology-enhanced classrooms. So the extra time that is being used, it sort of comes out of the faculty's time, and there is no acknowledgement for that. So until this becomes mainstream, some incentives would be helpful. We need new business models. It is quite likely that the paper-based books will be outdated, will cease to exist, and therefore it opens up the opportunity for students not to have to buy expensive books, but pay small chunks of money to get access to material for that semester. So things of that nature, and I think it opens up new possibilities, but we have to come up with new business models. The second question, was what can we do to share? And well,